Welcome back to the Right Coins podcast, everybody. This week, the topic is 2021 Carson City Dollars. Before I discuss that, I'm going to give you the term of the week, which is type or any kind of distinct coin design. Type, for example, is a term most misused by beginning students of coinage. It can easily be read as when we're asking, what type of coin is it? And that would be answered with a classification, Roman, Islamic, U.S., or a denomination, such as state or dinars or peso, or simply gold, silver, copper. Any of these would be a natural response to the sentence normally conveyed by the use of the word type in everyday English, but all would be wrong. For our purpose, type refers to a central device or motif of either face of the coin. One example would be the face of the U.S. cent. For example, the type would be the bust of Lincoln facing right, on the other, the Lincoln Memorial. Following that, our trivia question this week is, what was the last early U.S. commemorative half dollar? A, the Columbian Exposition, B, the Texas Centennial, C, the Oregon Trail Memorial, or D, Booker T. Washington. I talk about coins too much. D means Denver. And I will give you guys that answer as soon as I finish talking about the articles. So I found these articles after doing some online research and things. And I've selected two because I feel like they're both knowledgeable on the subject, and because they present two different views and they complement each other, in my opinion. One is the Coin World version written by Paul Geix, and the other is Coin Week written by Luis Golanio. I apologize in advance if they ever hear this. I apologize for butchering your names. Okay, now that's over and done with. Let's talk about the coins. So there is the expectation of a 2021 Carson City Morgan dollar. It has been proposed as House Bill 3757. It was introduced on July 6th of this year to authorize production of Morgan and Peace dollars, silver dollars, to mark the centennial anniversary of the production transition between the two designs in 1921, including Morgan dollars struck at the former Carson City Mint and a high relief Peace dollar. An unspecified number of Morgan dollars and from the maximum combined output of 500,000 proof and uncirculated Morgan and Peace silver dollars authorized in the legislation would be struck at the Carson City, at the former Carson City Mint in Carson City, Nevada, which now houses the Nevada State Museum. The production would likely be executed on coinage press hauled from a current U.S. Mint production facility, presumably Denver or San Francisco. The House legislation was introduced by U.S. House Representative Emmanuel Cleaver from, I believe, Missouri, and Andy Barr from Kentucky. The Community Coin Initiative is spearheaded by two longtime collectors, Thomas J. Yearham, who is the chairman of the Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee, president of the Pennsylvania Association of Numismatics, and a departing member of the American Numismatic Association Board of Governors, and Mike Moran, a member of the CCAC. We can see who is a little bit bigger in coinage. Yearham said his intent to offer a limited edition coin and currency set of 25,000 or 50,000 maximum units to include a 2021 CC Morgan dollar and an intaglio print from the Bureau of Engraving and Printing of the back of the series 1886 $5 silver certificate. That note features the obverse of 1886 Morgan dollar flanked on each side by two silver dollar reverses as its central vignette. The 2021 CC Morgan dollar would be struck in uncirculated condition, and the proof version might be struck in San Francisco with the S mint mark. Discussion is also ongoing concerning what finish will be on the Morgan dollar for the coin and currency set, and at what mint the coin would be struck. The proof and uncirculated 2021 Peace dollars would be struck at the Philadelphia Mint with the P mint mark, if things go as planned, Yearham said. According to the proposed legislation, the conversion from the Morgan to Peace dollar design in 1921 reflected a pivotal moment in American history. The Morgan dollar represents the country's westward expansion and industrial development in the late 19th century. The Peace dollar symbolizes the country's coming of an age as an international power, while recognizing the sacrifices made by her citizens in World War I and celebrating the victory and peace that ensued. The Morgan dollar was designed and engraved by Assistant U.S. Mint engraver George T. Morgan, was struck at the U.S. Mint between 1878 and 1904, and again in 1921. the Carson City Mint struck mortgage dollars from 1878 through the facility's closing in 1893. The Philadelphia, San Francisco, and New Orleans Mint also struck mortgage dollars, with the Denver Mint striking the coin in 1921 only. In December 1921, the Peace Dollar, designed by sculptor Anthony D. Franciscini, was struck exclusively at the Pennsylvania Mint in high relief. The Peace Dollar ended its run in 1935. Urim said that it is the intent that the 2021 Peace Dollar will be struck in the same high relief as the original 1921 output. Urim said, although the Nevada State Museum has only its premises, a Cornish press once used for production at three different U.S. Mint production facilities, that press has been primarily used to strike commemorative medals for museum in recent decades. The press is a 16-ton steam-powered Morgan and Orr press made in Philadelphia, and it was the first installed at the Carson City Mint to begin production in 1870. In 1878, the press's arch cracked and was replaced with one made by the Virginia and Truckee Railroad, whose nameplate replaced that of the Morgan and Orr. In 1899, 6 years after the Carson City Mint ceased coinage operations, the press was transported to the Philadelphia Mint and modified to electrical power. The press was assigned to the San Francisco Mint for production until 1955, when the press was to be scrapped. The state of Nevada bought the press in 1958 and returned it to the former Carson City Mint facility. With a severe corn shortage in 1964, U.S. Mint Director Eva Adams secured permission to have the press loaned to the nation's corn producer to strike circulation production at the Denver Mint. The press returned to Carson City in 1967 and was modified again to a slower electric drive. The output of the 2021 silver dollar issues will likely involve transporting a press currently used to strike U.S. coins, according to Urim. Urim said he met earlier in 2019 with U.S. Mint Director David J. Ryder, who was receptive to the idea of the commemorative coin and its striking in Nevada with the current U.S. Mint coinage press. Striking coinage outside a mint facility actually requires a congressional approval, and with the legislation to have a provision permitting production, say that three times fast, at the former Carson City Mint. In the last such striking, the U.S. Mint ceremonially struck 1989, bicentennial Congress copper nickel clad half dollars and silver dollars on the 3 7-ton coinage presses hauled from the Philadelphia Mint on a flatbed trailer and parked under a tent in the east parking lot of the U.S. Capitol. The article then talks about the surcharges that will be incurred with each coin, and it says, under the proposed legislation, the price of 2021 Morgan dollar and 1921 Peace dollar will carry a $10 surcharge. Net surcharges after the mint has recouped all of its production and associated cost are to be distributed as follows to three beneficiaries. 40% of all surcharges will be paid to the American Numismatic Association for the purpose of numismatic educational activities. 40% will go to the National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City, Missouri, for the purpose of education and commemoration activities related to World War I and its enduring impact. 20% of all surcharges will be paid to the Nevada State Museum, formerly a United States Mint facility, located in Carson City, Nevada, for the purposes of supporting the preservation of the historic features of the museum relating to the United States Mint, designing interpretive programs that connect visitors to the significance of minting in the United States, the Comstock Lode, the American West, and to support the activities of the Nevada Division of Museums and History. So that was the Coin World article. I will link it in the show notes. I'm also going to read some of the Coin Week article, which is similar, but I plan on kind of omitting some of it because it includes the same information. What I'm going to talk about with the Coin Week article, read from it, actually, is going to be what there was different about them. So give me just a second, and I will start that. So starting the Coin Week article, it introduces what I read at the introduction of the Coin World article. What I liked was it actually cited two sections off of the bill, and the first one is a key passage of the legislation notes for the rationale for the program. And it states, the conversion from the Morgan dollar to the Peace dollar in 1921 reflected a pivotal moment in American history. The Morgan dollar represents the country's westward expansion and industrial development in the late 19th century. The Peace dollar symbolizes the country's coming of age as an international power while recognizing the sacrifices made by her citizens in World War I and celebrating the victory and peace that ensued. The bill also says these iconic silver dollars with vastly different representations of Lady Liberty and the American Eagle reflect a changing of the guard in 1921 in the United States, and therefore on the 100th anniversary must be minted again to commemorate the significant evolution of American freedom. The article further goes on, talks about the surcharges, which I discussed about the last one. And then it talks about the program origins. So that's not completely relevant to this. I will let you guys read that on your own if you have the interest. It then talks about some legislative issues that is faced with it. It says, another issue in the timetable for getting the program approved and the time for the coins to be issued in 2021. Unlike some of the other commemorative coin programs currently being considered, this one is especially time-sensitive. While in theory, it would be possible for two-thirds of the House of Representatives and the Senate to co-sponsor the bill as required by law, by the end of 2020, the goal is to achieve that by the end of 2019. Only two commemorative programs may be issued per year, and the silver dollar legislation is in competition with several other pending bills, including those for coins to honor Christina McGolfi, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and the Purple Heart Award. That is why it would be highly preferable for the bill to receive the necessary co-sponsors this year. Mr. Moran stressed that supporting the House is key, as the Senate is likely to support it if the House already does. He added that Representative Steve Scalise, Minority Whip, who agreed to be a co-sponsor in addition to Representative Barr. Since 40% of the proceeds from sales of the coin would go to the ANA, Mr. Urim said he is in the process of having the Mint's legal counsel make a determination as to whether he would work with the ANA such as to see that organization can do to promote the program, including perhaps in its magazine, The Numismatist. Next is, it talks about the designs and the dies. As for the designs of both coins in the program, the legislation says that the designs of the coins minted under the Act shall be representative of either the Morgan dollar or the Peace dollar. The Mint, and this is directly from the bill, the Mint needs flexibility to adapt these designs to modern requirements, as Mr. Moran pointed out, adding, it was the desire of the bill's originators that the design be reflective of the design from 1878, not the one from 1921. As Morgan dollar collectors know, the 1921 coins have a much more shallow relief, along with weakness in the hair detail on Liberty and in the lettering, than the coins issued in 1878 to 1904. As Mr. Moran noted, in 1910, U.S. Chief Mint Engraver and the designer of the coin, George T. Morgan, was asked by the Mint Director, Abram Piet Andrew, to destroy the early dies and hubs that were not current and not anticipating the need to strike more Morgan dollars. He later had to make new ones that were used for the 1921 coins when Congress authorized the production of another run of Morgans. Mr. Moran has said that visually there's no difference in terms of the relief and designs of the 2021 coins from the 1878 Morgan and 1921 Peace dollars, or there will be, I'm not saying that word, there's going to be trouble to pay with collectors. I'm not stating what he said directly. You can read the article, find out what it is. At the same time, it is important to have a little technical flexibility in the way the designs are executed, provided they closely resemble the original coins being commemorated. As for the original plasters, Mr. Rand said he is not certain but sees no reason that they would have been preserved since the Mint usually saves items of historic significance. In 2015, researchers including Q. David Bowers and others found models, hubs, and master dies at the Philadelphia Mint for 1964 dated Morgan and 1964 D Peace dollars. The Morgan materials are believed to be based on the 1878 to 1904 Morgan design rather than the 1921 version, but that has not been determined conclusively. So there are actually some production options, which is mentioned in the article. It says collectors of modern U.S. commemoratives, especially of those that include more than one coin per program, tend to like seeing them issued in sets. The 2021 silver dollar program presents some exciting possibilities for 2, 3, and even 4 coin silver dollar sets, plus a possible coin and currency set in which a Morgan dollar would be paired with an intaglio print from the Bureau of Printing and Engraving of a Series 1886 $5 silver certificate that depicts the obverse of a 1886 Morgan dollar in several reverses, which I mentioned in the other article. So it just kind of just goes through how they're going to be struck. Then we have the another section which they call silver medals, which starts with some other possible products include silver medals that would recreate two famous pattern designs of George T. Morgan, the 1879 schoolgirl, a favorite a favorite of pattern collectors and the 1882 shield earring pattern. In addition, a medal recreating the original broken sword version of the Peace Dollar, which has been prepared by the coin designer Anthony D. Franciscy and revived all the way up to President Warren Harding, is a possibility. There's much more outcry from veterans and other Americans who saw the sword not as a symbol of peace, as it was perceived by the designer, the mint, etc., but as a symbol of weakness. This sentiment reflected sensitivity about American national symbols in the period following the Great War. Since master hubs with a sword had already been made, DeFranciscy and George Morgan had to cut the sword out of the hub by hand before production could begin. The mint, which Mr. Moran said was receptive to this as well, can issue any silver medals it wants without congressional approval, and these medals would likely be popular with collectors, giving them a chance to own a version of patterns whose originals cost into the many tens of thousands of dollars. And the fact that the Peace Dollar will be struck in high relief is also a key aspect. The Mint has not issued a high relief silver coin since the 1921 Peace Dollar. Mr. M said that he and Mr. Moran have stressed to Mint officials how important this is for the success of the program, and Mr. Moran added that he has no reason at this point to believe that relief will be a problem. Mr. M concluded that this program, if enacted, would mark the first time a commemorative coin program would also generate proceeds that would help collectors via the ANA, the world's largest numismatic association, only congressional chartered coin club in the United States. That is likely to be a major selling point for the coins with collectors in addition to the very wide appeal of Morgan and Peace dollars. He also just suggested that the ANA, or an outside organization, consider putting together a petition in favor of the coins during the upcoming ANA World's Fair of Money, to be held August 13th to 17th in Rosemont, Illinois, which would then be sent to every member of the House of Representatives. So many collectors expected to be in attendance, that would help galvanize the support for the program. Mr. Rand concluded that the 2021 Morgan and Peace Dollar program could be the best thing to happen to numismatics since the 2009 Ultra High Relief Double Eagle, and that the 2021 coins would have a wider base of appeal because they would be much more affordable, since they also tie in well with the expected 2021 American Liberty gold coin and silver medals. That is really all that this article consists of. But it also does recommend emailing your people in Congress, which I will also provide that link, I believe, is in one of the articles. I will put it directly into the show notes myself, so you guys can go check that out. And concluding with those articles, I told you I would give you the answer to the trivia question, and I will just remind you of what it was. And it was, what was the last early U.S. commemorative half dollar? A, the Columbian Exposition. B, Texas Centennial. C, Oregon Trail Memorial, or D, Booker T. Washington. Now, I'll pause for just a minute, and you pause this podcast real quick. Think about it for a minute, and I'll tell you the answer right now. The answer was D, Booker T. Washington. That was the last early U.S. commemorative coin, I guess, before they started the modern ones. I didn't do a whole lot of research into that as I was preparing for these articles. And I guess that is it, guys. If you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover, I will post my email in the show notes so you guys can contact me. And I guess that's it, and I will see you guys next time.